They ask me, what is a miracle? What are its types? A miracle is an event or a phenomenon, the formation of which transcends human understanding. When a human sees and observes an event, but can't comprehend how it came about and with what system it is formed, he calls it a miracle. Essentially, there are two types of miracles. The first type is seen with a physical eye, and is observable by everyone. This is the type of miracle that was most disclosed by the various Rasuls and Nabis in the past. The second type is not seen with a physical eye, but with insight. That is, by brains that can think and contemplate the miracles of the system. These miracles transcend the human mind, as a brain cannot calculate or discern with its current database how it came about. It sees it, it knows it, but it can't figure out how it works. The mind falls impotent. These are the miracles that are not openly seen. It takes a certain amount of consciousness and quality to be able to see these miracles that are not openly observable. For example, we say the Quran is a miracle. The Quran is a book of knowledge. And even though the evaluation of the knowledge contained in this book is attempted by brains that contemplate, ultimately they are impotent from making an absolute in-depth evaluation of it and discerning it completely. The biggest miracle of the Quran is that it is free from the concept of a deity god. It explains what the one denoted by Allah is. It gives us clues, but then leaves it to the brains to decode it. Another miracle, like the Quran, is experienced at every instance in life, though only a very few can see this miracle. Let me now talk about this miracle as best as I can. This miracle is the miracle of the world that the human brain thinks exists based on the data it receives through the eyes. The brain, in all humans, creates the feeling that all the objects it sees actually exist. In reality, nothing the human brain perceives exists in the form that it perceives it. No form that you see actually exists externally in that form. This is a startling, magnificent miracle. The miracle of life. I made a simple explanation of this earlier. Your brain receives data waves from outside and decodes them. Then, based on this data, it creates and assigns forms to it in its holographic world inside the brain. No shape or form is received from outside. Only the raw data to create those forms is received by the brain. The brain converts this data and creates holographic forms based on it. Every instant we are living inside this hologram world inside our brain. In the past, they called this the life of the grave. Now, the interesting part is, you're going to say, but I can hold this object. I can touch it and see that it exists. How can you tell me this object does not really exist? Think of your dreams. In your dream, even though there is no data coming from outside, do you not see various beings? Your parents, children, your friends? Do you not see them, touch them, have certain experiences with them, and actually feel it? If someone pokes something at you in your dream, do you not feel pain? With the very same system, the brain uses the data waves it receives from outside and decodes them in the same way, making you believe these forms actually exist and that you actually live in a world of forms. But in reality, there are only and only waves of data, both outside and inside, nothing else. It is all about these data waves decoding themselves and creating the world of forms, This is why in the past, those who were aware of and witnessed this miracle said, "The essence of all the worlds is but a dream. The miraculous aspect of it is, in this system, how did the program inside these data waves form? And how can these waves decode themselves and create the world of forms?" This is the point that totally transcends human comprehension. We can't figure this out. This is why the biggest miracle in life is this. Everyone, every brain, every unit of existence that has a brain. And when I say brain, don't just think of the flesh brain. Every unit of existence that has a mechanism that decodes and evaluates data, is aware of and believes in the existence of others within this system. That is, all of us are living in a world, a dimension which we all believe exists. This is why we all experience certain emotions, grief, sorrow, pain, love, happiness. But all of these are the virtual reality of the brain, not the absolute reality. The absolute reality comprises only and only a dimension of life made of data. I don't know if I was able to explain it, but according to my understanding, the real miracle is this.